Thanks so much for Jason Fetty for stepping aside. I usually hit the airwaves at 3 p.m., but I'm on at 2 p.m. for good reason, because Quiet Company is here right now in our Pearl Street studios. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks so much for having us.
We were talking off the air. We've been exchanging tweets for quite some time, and I think you guys know how much of a fan I've been throughout the years. So for me, to get a live performance in front of my eyeballs is certainly a thrill. First of all, what brings you back to Southern California, you guys?
We've been out here all week, mostly hanging out in L.A. and playing a few shows up there.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't been here like 6 years, so we just figured it was probably about time.
Really? So yeah. When the last record come out, wasn't followed by a full-on, you know, tour to...
We've been up in the Northeast and the Midwest a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't got out here. There's a really big desert between us and
absolutely
you.
It's
not the most convenient thing to cross,
sure, and I'm so. Sure to get everybody on the same page to get in that van and take a road trip is probably tough. No, everybody's got day jobs. I mean, you guys could speak on the perils of being an independent band.
Yeah, well, we actually were able to quit our day jobs in October, so this is all we're doing now.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
What a blessing that is, my friends. Well, I feel like you guys have gained traction in the indie world for quite some time. Especially out of, you know, a music mecca that is Austin, Texas. But I think the record that really, I might be late to the game, but the record that really put it on the map for me was the one with You, Me, and the Boatman on it, which I played all the time down in San Diego. We are all where we belong, and this record from front to back is an absolute winner, and this is something that should certainly be proud of.
Yeah, that's my favorite record that we've done, for sure.
Right. Before this, how many releases are available to the general public right now?
Well, our first record came out in 2006, and it was called Shine Honesty. That one was released on a small record label called Northern Records, kind of out of this area. Then we had a second self-released one called Everyone Will Be Happy Soon, Everyone You Love Will Be Happy Soon. And then we did another EP, and then we did Belong. And we've actually just re-recorded and re-released Shine Honesty. That's our newest release. It came out in April, but now it's called The Dead Man on My Back.
Why there's total name change of that record?
Yeah, that's a legal thing. But we wanted to kind of have... That record's been out of print for about 3 years,
right,
or so. And so... There's a few reasons to do it. You know, ownership of the masters was one. We were hoping to get, like, newer licensing opportunities.
I figured it was just because, like, you know, you guys were getting more popular, and you were probably like, well, these new fans should probably hear our old stuff. Did that have anything to do with it?
That's part of it, too, is that, you know, that it's been out of print for the last few years, and so we haven't had it to sell or push at the merch table and on our end. So most of the fans that we have, I feel like, kind of came from... Belong around that area is when we started actually kind of really seeing a lot of growth. So we just kind of figured most of them might not even know that record exists, and we thought it was a good record and kind of didn't want to see it completely fade into obscurity, and we didn't want to reprint it the way it was. So we had the time and we had the resources, so we decided just to remake it. I'm the only one that's on the original.
Is that right?
So a lot of the performances suffer because of that. So there was a good opportunity for these guys to be on it and kind of have some input. And most of it, we stayed pretty true to the original. It's just better sounding, better performed. But there were a few like things that we kind of a little bit more drastic changes to songs. And we added two bonus tracks that were from that time period.
But right. The one that released. We just played is a bonus track. Is it not Fashionable?
No, Fashionable is yeah, it's one of the it's one of the regular ones.
Well, yeah, because I have the LP, the Belong LP in my hand right now. And when I found out that Quiet Company was coming out with some new stuff, I was all over it. And then I found out it was more or less a reissue of that old stuff.
Yeah.
Which is very cool. What about those bonus tracks? Can you speak on those?
Yeah, they were they're really old. They're from about that time or a little bit older, actually. There were songs that there's like a handful of songs on Shine Honesty that were songs that I'd written right at the end of my last band's time together. And I recorded Shine Honesty by myself just because I thought, you know, they were too good. I liked them too much to let them just go away. And then I had all these new songs too. So I just did that record myself. And those were two songs that from that old band too that I really liked, but just didn't really, for whatever reason, I didn't put them on the record. and who knows why now, but I always liked them and didn't have a recording that I was super proud of them, so it was a good opportunity to finally get that, and then also something extra for people that might
like
already own the record.
The song Gun Control Means Using Both Hands, is that a relatively new song for you?
No, that's a really old one.
Is there a backstory behind that, like a VH1 storyteller's moment? Because I want to know what that song's about. Again, Quiet Company in Studio, it's on a member-supported radio, KX93.5. You could tweet at them. They'll tweet right back at you, Quiet Company TX, in the land of Twitter. And I do believe you guys will tweet back at people.
Yeah, pretty often. Yeah.
Right. But again, we've been playing a bunch of your music going back to that last record. Gun Control Means Using Both Hands. What does it all mean, my friend?
The title, a lot of our titles don't necessarily have much to do with the song. It's a character flaw of mine.
No kidding.
but yeah, I had somebody ask me in a press, like after after the Batman shooting, you know, and then the other school up north, Sandy Hook or whatever, like if that was like topical. And I was just like, oh, it's just really bad timing, you know, and because I named that song back in 2002.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Because you put out that song right around when the Black Angels came out with a new song called, it was called something about guns. Don't play with guns. Yeah.
Bad timing.
No, it's cool.
But yeah, it was on a bumper sticker that I saw when I lived in Nashville, and I just thought it was kind of clever.
Right on.
So I just took it for the song.
You lived in Nashville, but now you relocated to Austin?
Well, I lived in Nashville for a year between 2002 and 2003. Mm-hmm. So I was from East Texas.
Well, what is the scene like in Austin, and are you guys well-received around the community, and is it as rad of a music town that I keep hearing about?
Yeah, I mean, it is, for sure. It is everything that people say it is. I mean, it's a live music town. People really enjoy and support live music, which is great since that's how bands survive, you know, is playing live music. It is, because it is those things, it's really saturated.
Yeah.
There's a ton of bands, so it can be pretty difficult to break through. It took us a while to kind of to do it, but once you do it, they're very supportive of the community. It really gets your back and stuff, and comes out regularly to see you and stuff. But yeah, it's a great scene. There's a lot of really great bands there. I kind of felt like at one point maybe it was going to be this next Seattle thing, but
right.
I think it kind of is more of a self-sustaining bubble than anything. But
that's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah.
Can't wait to go there myself. Everyone talks about South By or, you know, Austin City Limits type of thing. You know, has that turned into a new music discovery event for the general public, or you think it's just record label people?
No,
you know?
Man, like 2 years ago, like South By was awesome. Like everyone got to discover Kanye West and Jay-Z for the first time. And
never heard of them.
The blogs finally got to like get on with those guys are putting
They're
down, so that was awesome.
Sure, but you'll get bands playing freeway overpasses and parking garages, and then it's like Adams for Peace. All of a sudden, Tom York is playing some small club, right?
Yeah.
I keep hearing about the magic of Austin, Texas.
No, it's great. Yeah, it is a lot of fun.
So if it would be agreeable to you, I'd like to rip into a song off that new record, which is a re-release, Gun Control Means Using Both Hands, and then we'll come back, and you guys are nice enough to perform live in studio for us. Does that sound good?
Sounds fantastic.
All right. They're playing a show tonight in San Diego at the Soda Bar. Tomorrow, someplace in Los Angeles.
Molly Malone's.
Quiet Company is right here in our Pearl Street studios. More with the guys in just a couple minutes from now. Gun Control Means Using Both Hands on member-supported KX93.5.
I'm gonna call you when I get home. And you'd better pick up the phone, 'cause you know how easy it is to do this to me. You should be ashamed of yourself.
People are saying about the new KX 93.5.
I'm so stoked that you guys are in town. You're that little island of Laguna that's still here, that's still left. It's old Laguna. It's what you guys have in your heart and what you pump out to our beautiful hometown here. My name's Peter Tyner. You're listening to KX 93.5.
All right. There's a song that you heard first right here on member-supported KX93.5, and you said it was pretty here. And the band is Quiet Company, and then they're hanging with us in studio right now. Tyler Russell in the building, by the way, everybody. He's not not mic'd up or anything like that. So you guys are nice enough to bring your instruments before the show tonight at the Soda Bar in San Diego, and then tomorrow in Los Angeles. After that, what's up? You hitting the road back to Texas?
Yeah, we're gonna stop in Denver on the way home, play cool. The show, and then we're gonna be on our way.
Now here, you did bring your acoustic guitars, but is that representative of the type of show that we're gonna get tonight at the Soda Bar?
It is most definitely not.
Sure, but I guess when called upon to do a radio station, you know, sometimes you got to do these things, huh?
Right.
We could've brought our drums, but I don't know.
Right. Yeah, dude, well, again, we're so super new. Hopefully down the line when you guys come back, we'll have a traditional recording studio, some engineers on staff.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're kind of like the little station that could, but now I feel like we're the little station that is doing.
Well, this place is awesome, man.
Thank you so much. And again, if there's anything you ever want to promote, get the word out for. We are here. Quiet Company in studio with us. And what'd you guys want to play first?
We're going to play a song called You, Me, and the Boatman.
Very cool. And this is off of that record. I got to read it because it's
You're
kind
all
of
where
a
we belong.
It's kind of a lengthy song title there. No worries, man. Quiet Company in studio whenever you guys are ready.
Lover, won't you stay with me till the boatman comes for me? And he kindly carries me across the sea. May our legends live to tell how we burnt down heaven, we conquered hell. Oh, but you and I shall live forever, 'cause you and I know how to. Stretched out further than our eyes could see. You gave your heart to me completely, completely. Oh, everybody knows what it looks like to be in love. Job, no, it's tough. I know it's tough. I know it's tough. I know it sucks. So, love, won't you stay with me till the boatman comes?
Oh my goodness. All right, that is live in our Pearl Street studios. We are member-supported radio KX93.5. After hearing that song for a couple years, to finally have them perform that acoustically right here is really a treat for us. That is Quiet Company. The song was called You, Me, and the Boatman right here on KX93.5. Thanks so much for doing that. You know exactly when to back away from the mic when you start yelling, don't you?
Yeah, it's not my first rodeo.
No, no, it is not, my friend. Again, your presence online, you do have a website, I imagine, where people could check out all of this music, right?
Yeah, we're on Friendster and LiveJournal. I'm just kidding. We're on GeoCities, geocities.com/. No, we're quietcompanymusic.com, and we're on Twitter, QuietCompanyTX, and Facebook.com/quietcompany.
What are some of the things that an independent band, free of any record label, might encounter? You know, good or bad things. What are some of the things?
Starvation is one.
Bears.
No, I mean, it's like anything. There are pros and cons to each approach, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing the independent thing for a while. We're not
quite successfully, may I add.
We've had our fair share of successes, I think, and we got a lot of things to be proud of that we've been able to do. I don't know, the music industry is quite the wilderness nowadays, and I think everyone's looking for a way to like blaze some trail to success. And
right, even what we're doing here on the radio, right. You know, with this new platform, with everything digital and stuff like that, we're figuring out new ways to do things with listeners, with artists, and whatever. It's a challenge, but it's also kind of fun.
It's an adventure. We've certainly learned a lot of things about this quote unquote new model that work and don't work, and we've seen things that people have tried to tell us like don't work anymore, but very clearly still do. And
right,
so it's
terrestrial,
a weird
radio, for instance.
Yeah, terrestrial radio, I think, is still king, man. It's still the best
something
thing.
Else, isn't yeah, it?
It's,
yeah,
it's like I think everyone is trying to convince you that, you know, radio is dying or whatever, but I don't think the numbers lie, man. I think that radio is still it's like kingmaker.
It's crazy, right? But there's only so much Clear Channel or K-Rock can do. They could do a lot for an artist once they, you know, decide to add a new song. But, you know, how many new songs are they really playing?
Right.
You know, so that's...
Oh, yeah, like I say, it's nothing is without its flaws, you know, for sure. Like, or problems. But it's definitely still like, man, if you can get on radio, then get on the radio.
Your songs will be heard on the radio here coming out of Laguna Beach for years to come, and we appreciate you guys taking the time to come through. Again, our studio is always open for you guys. Next time you don't have a show, you know, after, you know, the in-studio stuff, you gotta, you know, walk down to the beach, check out Laguna Beach. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, can I get another song out of you guys before it's all said and done? Is there anything you wanted to touch on to the general public who might not be familiar with the music of Quiet Company thus far?
We would really like you to get familiar with it.
Sure.
We're writing a new record right now, so we're really excited about that. But we're touring a lot. Just keep in touch with us and keep track of us find us on Facebook. You know,
sure.
Even individually, you know, as people, like, we are not against that, and would love to be friends with anyone who wants to be friends with us. Like, come hang out with us at shows and.
Cool.
The stuff will keep you informed. We won't spam you, that sort of thing.
Right on.
Yeah. It's...
Well, we got to exchange emails before you get out of here so I could spam you.
Yes.
Right. At least an email once a week with the quite relevant artists that we play here on KX93.5. So what do you want to play next?
I think we'll play, and you said it was pretty here.
Beautiful. I like to tell the people that it's the KX93.5 exclusive version, you know. Pretty much is.
Yeah, and it will be. It will be.
Right? And again, we're rolling tape here, so if anybody missed the earlier part of the segment, we'll have it available on the podcast section for sharing and distributing on Facebook after the fact. We like to have things go viral if they can go viral. Quiet Company in studio, whenever you guys are ready.
Thanks very much. This is a place where
All right, very cool. Listener-supported radio, KX93.5. If you're a new listener, a new member, thanks so much for paying attention and supporting this little project. All the details on how you could be a member on KX935.com. Quiet Company, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're always invited. Perhaps we'll see you at the show tonight at the Soda Bar.
I hope so, yeah.
All right, see you guys. The river's wide.